Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about selling, but with a twist.
Ooh, a twist. I like twists.
Yeah, so we found this really interesting guy named Alan.
Okay.
The founder of the 7 Secret Sales Academy.
That sounds pretty intriguing.
It is. And we found him from an interview he did on the Mastering Modern Selling podcast.
Got it.
But here's the thing. He's kind of built this name for himself as like the anti-salesperson.
An anti-salesperson.
Yeah.
I mean, selling windows and doors, that's got to be pretty high pressure.
You would think.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how he's made a name for himself.
Interesting. So what does that actually, what does he do differently?
Well, one of the things he points out is that most sales training focuses way too much on product features.
Oh, yeah.
And not really on like the human element of selling.
I can see that.
So like he's really big on, you know, getting to that emotional connection.
It's so true, though.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have you bought something? And it's not just because of the specs or the features, but totally.
It's because of how it made you feel, or like you connected with the person who was selling it to you.
100%.
That's huge. Whether you're selling a product or even just an idea.
Yeah. And he had this really interesting point about body language.
Body language. Okay.
Especially in the virtual world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're all doing these video calls now.
Right.
And he says that, you know, showing your hands like 70% of the time.
70%.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Actually builds trust.
Huh. I never thought about that.
Did you know that?
I didn't, but it makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like when you could see someone's hands.
Yeah.
It just makes them seem more open and honest.
Right. You're not hiding anything.
Exactly. It's like a subconscious signal that you're trustworthy.
Totally. So I'm going to be thinking about that now every time I'm on a video call.
Me too.
But on the flip side, he also talked about like what happens when you're on a call and somebody's like constantly glancing away from the screen or checking their phone.
It's the worst.
Is like the ultimate sign of disrespect, right? It just makes you feel like you don't matter.
Totally. And it just totally breaks that rapport.
For sure.
And then he even talked about these like micro expressions.
Micro expressions.
Yeah, like a polite smile versus a genuine smile.
Oh, yeah.
Or little tells, like if someone's like pursing their lips or something.
Wow. It's amazing how much we communicate without even realizing it.
It's crazy.
But it's not about like judging people or trying to manipulate them.
Right.
It's about just being more aware of their emotional state.
Yeah, like understanding where they're coming from.
And adjusting your approach accordingly.
Right. And that's where I think his anti-salesperson philosophy really comes in.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So he uses this analogy of two islands.
Two islands, okay.
Alu Island and Selmy Island.
I like where this is going.
And he says, you need to spend most of your time on Alu Island.
Alu Island, got it.
Which is all about like asking those open-ended questions.
Okay.
And really listening to what the other person is saying.
Right, like understanding their needs and their pain points.
Exactly, and showing them that you get it.
I see. So you're building that foundation of trust before you even try to sell them anything.
Exactly. It's like you're not just jumping into a solution.
Makes sense.
That might not even be the right fit.
Right.
And he gives this great example of a roofer.
A roofer.
So instead of like launching into a spiel about, you know, shingles and warranties and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The roofer asks the homeowner, like, hey, tell me about this leaky roof.
Okay.
What's been happening? How long has this been an issue?
Got it.
And through those questions, he uncovers the real pain point.
Which is
that the homeowner's wife's treasured Christmas decorations are getting ruined year after year.
Oh, no.
Because of this leaky roof.
I see.
So now it's not just about fixing a roof.
It's about saving Christmas.
Yes, saving Christmas and preserving these precious memories.
That's a way better sales pitch.
It is, right.
That's hitting on the emotion.
Exactly. So yeah. That's when the drawbridge to Selmy Island naturally lowers because you've earned the right to present your solution.
You've built that trust.
Yeah, and you're not manipulating anybody.
Right.
You're genuinely trying to solve a problem.
I love it.
And it's just so much more fulfilling.
Yeah, for everyone involved.
For everybody, yeah.
So tell me, how does Alan actually put this into practice in his own business?
Well, he has this amazing story about LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, okay.
He went from having 65 followers.
65, wow.
To over 15,000.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And it's not by like spamming people with sales pitches.
Right.
He's really focused on providing valuable content.
Okay.
Engaging with others authentically.
Right.
And just building relationships.
So it's all about that human connection again.
Totally. And he talks about the importance of consistency.
Consistency, okay.
Like posting regularly, even if it's not perfect.
Right. Just show up and be yourself.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to like put yourself out there.
I like, so it's not just about what you sell, it's about how you sell it.
Exactly.
And how you connect with people.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of challenges and turning them into opportunities, he's got this really inspiring story about the pandemic.
Okay. Everyone was impacted by the pandemic in some way.
Yeah. So he launched this Play Don't Pause initiative.
Play Don't Pause. I like that.
Yeah. Instead of just shutting down, he created this platform for connection and support and shared learning.
That's awesome.
Within the sales community.
Wow. So he turned a really challenging time into an opportunity to help others.
Yeah. And it's a good reminder that, you know, we always have a choice in how we respond to things.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
So we've talked about body language, emotional intelligence, building genuine connections.
Yeah.
What about building a thriving sales culture within a team or organization?
That's a great point. And that's something that Alan's really passionate about.
Okay.
He says that, you know, a lot of companies struggle with creating a positive and supportive team environment.
Yeah, I've definitely experienced that firsthand.
I think we all have at some point.
Yeah, it's draining and demotivating.
It is. And he believes that one of the big problems is that sales managers are often promoted based on their individual sales skills.
Oh, I see.
Not their leadership abilities.
So they might be great at closing deals, but not so great at leading a team.
Exactly. It's like putting a star athlete in charge of coaching a team without giving them any leadership training.
Right. They might know the game, but they don't know how to bring out the best in others.
Exactly. And that's why Alan advocates for shifting from a culture of individual competition to a team sport mentality.
Team sport mentality. I like that.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that everyone has unique strengths and contributions to make.
Absolutely.
And it's about creating a culture where people feel supported to learn and grow.
It sounds like a much healthier and more sustainable approach.
It is. And that's where true leadership comes in.
For sure.
It's about fostering an environment where people feel valued and respected and empowered to do their best work.
I think that's a great place to pause for now.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, but I have a feeling there's even more to unpack.
There is. Alan's interview is full of great insights.
Okay, so we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. Okay, so where were we?
We were talking about sales and leadership and how to create a more positive environment.
And we were talking about Alan.
Yeah, Alan and his whole anti-salesperson approach.
So what else did he have to say?
Well, one of the things that really stuck with me was his advice to treat what you're selling as if it's your own company.
Ooh, that's good, even if you're not an entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly, like that mindset shift.
It's all about taking ownership.
I can see how that would change everything.
Being proactive, going above and beyond, always looking for ways to add value.
Imagine if everyone operated with that level of ownership.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
It'd be a totally different world.
It's like becoming the CEO of your own role.
Right.
And it ties back to what Alan was saying about effective sales leadership.
Yeah.
Instead of dictating quotas and micromanaging every detail, a true leader empowers their team to think like entrepreneurs.
To take ownership.
Exactly.
And to be accountable for their own success.
And that's how you create a culture of creativity, risk-taking, and continuous improvement.
It's like that whole play don't pause thing.
Right. During the pandemic, it wasn't just about surviving. It was about thriving.
Sharing ideas, strategies, best practices.
That's the heart of a dynamic sales culture.
Yeah. A constant exchange of knowledge.
And a shared commitment to growth.
You know, this reminds me of something I've been thinking about lately.
What's that?
We often talk about sales in a very specific context.
Right.
But I think these principles apply to so many areas of life.
Absolutely.
Like whether you're leading a team, pitching a project.
Yeah.
Or even just having a conversation with a friend.
That's all about those human connections.
Those genuine connections.
Authenticity, empathy.
It's universal.
So how can we as individuals cultivate this entrepreneurial spirit, even if we're not running our own businesses?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
I think it starts with a shift in perspective.
Okay, I like that.
Instead of seeing yourself as just an employee, think of yourself as a consultant.
Okay.
Providing a valuable service.
Interesting.
You're in charge of your own personal brand, your professional development, and your contribution to the team.
It's about going beyond just doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And really investing yourself in what you do.
Taking pride in your work and being accountable for the results.
Exactly.
And that requires being proactive, taking initiative, constantly looking for ways to improve.
Being open to feedback. Learning from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Always being willing to learn and grow.
It's a continuous journey.
It is.
Of self-improvement.
And it's not always easy.
No.
There will be setbacks, challenges, moments of doubt.
For sure.
But that's where resilience comes in.
You got to have that grit.
Having the grit and determination to keep pushing forward, even when things get tough.
And it's about surrounding yourself with a supportive network.
Right.
Of people who believe in you and your vision.
Because let's face it, we all need encouragement and support along the way.
We do.
Alan's story is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, he didn't achieve success in isolation.
Right. He built a community.
And a whole team.
Of like-minded individuals who supported and inspired each other.
That's such an important reminder.
It is.
We're not meant to do this alone.
And that's what makes all the difference.
Right.
When you have a strong network of people who have your back, you can overcome any obstacle.
Totally. So whether you're a seasoned sales professional,
yeah,
a budding entrepreneur,
or just someone looking to up their game at work.
Yeah.
Alan's anti-salesperson philosophy has something to offer.
It's all about those human connections, building relationships, creating genuine value.
It's about approaching every interaction with authenticity, empathy, and a desire to help.
It's about challenging the status quo,
mm-hmm,
and embracing a more human and fulfilling way of working.
And most importantly, it's about believing yourself and your ability to make a difference.
Yeah. You got to believe in yourself.
Because when you believe in yourself, others will too.
It's true.
And that's where the real magic happens.
So what does this all mean for our listeners?
Good question.
Whether you're in sales or any other field,
mm-hmm,
think about how you can apply these principles to your own interactions.
Yeah. How can you show up more authentically?
How can you create more value?
How can you build stronger connections?
That's about moving beyond transactions.
Right.
And focusing on those genuine, human-centered interactions.
And you know what? It's contagious.
It is.
When you start approaching your work with authenticity and a genuine desire to help it, it creates a ripple effect.
That ripple effect can lead to stronger connections,
yeah,
increased trust, and ultimately greater success.
And here's the bonus. It also makes work more enjoyable.
Yeah, when you're not constantly trying to sell something.
You can relax, be yourself, and have more fun.
It's about finding that sweet spot where passion meets purpose.
Exactly. And when you find that sweet spot, work doesn't feel like work anymore.
It becomes an expression of who you are.
And what you believe in.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this.
Yep.
It's not about being perfect. It's about being present, being genuine,
uh-huh,
and being your best self.
Because at the end of the day, that's what truly makes a difference.
You know, it's funny. Right when you think about a typical salesperson.
Yeah.
It's that used car salesman stereotype.
Totally pushy, aggressive,
yeah,
maybe a little sleazy.
But Alan's approach is so different.
It is.
It's all about building those relationships.
Yeah.
Providing value.
Right. Like genuinely helping people.
Yeah. And I think that's something we can all aspire to.
Oh, for sure.
No matter what we do.
It's about being human.
Yeah.
You know, putting people first.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Alan's anti-salesperson philosophy,
mm-hmm,
I want to leave our listeners with a challenge.
Ooh, a challenge. I like it.
Okay, so think about one specific interaction you have coming up. It could be a meeting, a presentation.
Yeah.
Even just a casual conversation.
Got it.
How can you approach that interaction with Alan's principles in mind?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. Can you slow down?
Yeah.
Can you ask more thoughtful questions?
Mm-hmm.
Can you really tune in to the other person's perspective?
Those are good things to keep in mind.
And can you find a way to genuinely add value,
yeah,
to that interaction?
Even in a small way.
Even in a small way. And remember,
yeah,
it's not about being perfect.
Yeah, it's not.
It's about being present.
Right.
Being authentic, showing up as your best self.
Because at the end of the day, that's what people connect with.
Yeah.
That's what builds trust.
It is.
And creates those lasting relationships.
Well, this has been a really fun deep dive.
It has.
We hope you enjoyed exploring these ideas with us.
If you want to learn more from Alan directly, check out his website.
It's the7sexsalesacademy.com.
That's the7sexsalesacademy.com.
And remember,
yeah,
these principles,
mm-hmm,
they're not just for salespeople.
It's right.
For everyone.
Absolutely.
It's about being more human, more empathetic, more intentional.
In all of our interactions.
Yeah. So go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace the anti-salesperson within you.
And see what happens.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Bye, everyone.